If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Chris. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. A few weeks ago, I put out a video recounting what I believe to be an encounter with a soul in purgatory. I was curious to see if anyone else had what they felt was a loved one reaching out to them from purgatory, and I got quite a few responses. Here are those stories. The names of the people who sent me the stories are left out. Just saw your last video about your encounter with a soul in purgatory, and I felt compelled to message you. I'm not sure if my story counts as an encounter with a soul in purgatory, but I'd like to share it with you anyways. Earlier this year, one of my brothers passed away due to homicide. I was devastated, not only because of the way he died, but I was also worried over the state of his soul. You see, I am the only Catholic in my family, and it's barely been a year since my confirmation, and my brother wasn't a Catholic. I was worried he wouldn't make it, but I still prayed multiple prayers and novenas for him, out of hope and desperation. One of the novenas that I prayed for my beloved brother was the Rose Novena from St. Therese of Lisieux. I prayed a few times leading up to my brother's funeral and after. I specifically prayed asking that my brother was able to have time to make a perfect act of contrition and was ultimately saved. A month later, my mom and I went shopping with a family friend. I remember I was thinking of my brother and the state of his soul heavily that day and asked for a purple rose to be sent to me if he made it to purgatory. I kid you not, a few seconds later, I picked out a shirt with a purple rose on it. That's more of an encounter with a saint, which is fine. And by the way, St. Therese of Lisieux is known for giving roses to people when she answers their prayers. So this is definitely confirmation in my mind, I believe, that her brother did indeed make it to purgatory. I have two instances where I think a soul in purgatory was asking me for prayers. Once was when I was saying the rosary and I kept hearing a tap coming from my daughter's room. It was benign. I sprinkled holy water and kept praying and it was gone. Second, in my room, my TV would just turn on and off on more than one occasion. Likely due to my prayers and sprinkling holy water on it stopped. I've had masses offered up for the poor souls, and as often as I can, I will continue to do so. Yes, a lot of times whenever we hear voices or tapping or knocking, it is the souls in purgatory trying to get our attention. My uncle died suddenly, and he was not a Catholic, but I am. He was a staunch Protestant and didn't believe in the power of the Blessed Mother. About a year after his death, I had a dream he was walking away from God. I didn't see his face, but it was him. He was walking away because he was ashamed of what he had done in this life. I told him that the Blessed Mother was here. She is Jesus' mother and your mother. Just put your hand out behind you and the Blessed Mother will take you to Jesus. I don't know why I said all this. From the right side, I saw a young woman's hand reach out and grab my uncle's hand. I woke up just as Mary's hand was about to touch my uncle's hand. I know one for sure, when Mary takes your hand, you will meet Jesus and his mercy and forgiveness. When I was 10, my grandfather passed away. At the time, our family was thrown into great pain and division, especially my father, who had been led to believe his whole life that he would be cared for and included in his father's will. But shortly before my grandfather died at the age of 93, he wrote my dad out of the will entirely. That decision caused enormous financial and emotional damage and effectively severed our relationship with much of my dad's extended family. It was, in many ways, a Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat situation, betrayed by his own and left to suffer alone. Years later, when I was around 21, I had a vivid dream. In the dream, I stepped out of the back door of my parents' house and walked towards our detached garage. It was nighttime. As I entered the garage, I noticed it was completely empty, eerily so. There in the middle of the spaces sat my grandfather on a metal folding chair. He was surrounded by fire, yet the flames did not touch him or harm me. He looked at me calmly and asked me to sit. Then he asked me, "Are you and your sister close?" I told him yes, that we were very close. He responded, "I always wanted a close family." That struck me, because I had never heard him say anything like that during his life. He then told me something to the effect of, "I'm in a right place now, but you could offer 2 rosaries for me tomorrow. That would help me." I agreed. Then I woke up. When I told my mother about the dream, she was stunned. She said, "That's something he always used to say, that all he wanted was a close family." I'd never known that. That moment confirmed to me that the dream was more than just my imagination. The next day, I did pray those 2 rosaries for his soul. To this day, I think about that encounter and what it taught me, not just about the reality of purgatory, but also about the mercy of God, the importance of the family, and the powerful mystery of prayer for the dead, even in the midst of profound family wounds. God allowed a moment of clarity and reconciliation, even if it came from the other side. Have you noticed that these are people being contacted through dreams? Just like I was. It seems that the souls in purgatory use dreams a lot. So don't discount those dreams. Growing up, I was taught religion. I didn't understand it at the time. However, I had a very powerful experience that I've never been able to explain. Even to this day, it baffles me. I'm not sure if it was a sign or a taunt of the devil. But when I was a child growing up, my grandfather was someone I held dear to me and always looked up to, and he was very close to me. But then he had died of lung cancer, and it was my first true experience with death. This happened in 2007, roughly, and in 2012, a dog I was very close to as well died, named Apollo. A few weeks after my dog died, I was home alone and looked outside and saw my grandfather outside in my backyard playing with that same dog. And he somehow noticed I was staring, and he turned around and waved at me, and my dog sat next to him. I remember feeling overwhelming emotions that my brain couldn't understand. I was about 11 at the time. Then he said something, even though I didn't hear him say it. It sounded like he said, "So long, fat cat," a nickname he always called me. And then he and the dog turned around and walked into a blinding light so bright I had to shield my eyes. I then proceeded to sob for probably an hour. I get it, this sounds fake, but it legitimately happened to me, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to interpret it. I don't know if it was a demon trying to trick me, or if that really was my grandpa. I'm an ex-SPX Catholic and want to know the truth, and if I should take this to my priest. Well, I think it wouldn't hurt to do that. It would have been around a decade or so ago when I was seriously contemplating matters of faith. Up to that point, I had been born and raised Anglican, with a nominal and liberal attitude towards faith, but with a curiosity towards Catholicism, for as long as I can remember, in spite of the propaganda against it. After enough exposure to online debates between Protestants and Catholics, the latter group were winning my soul from the pit of despair that had been dragging me down, namely Paul Washer's Calvinism. Among the Catholic teachings that drew me was the idea of being able to pray for the dead. I had an uncle who, by that point, had passed away from alcohol-related issues on Christmas Day of 2013. In spite of his alcohol dependency, he was still a much-loved member and teacher of the family and community, kind, patient, wise, and devout. And I remember how, during his funeral mass, it sounded like there were more voices than those in attendance during a particular hymn. He was Catholic. That impression would leave a mark on me. Now, I wasn't formally Catholic when I eventually tried this, but I gave it a try nonetheless, fasting 3 days in a row without ceasing while sleeping on the cold, hard floor, and between prayers for the peaceful rest of my uncle's soul. No one at the home was aware of my sleeping on the floor or why I wasn't eating, yet late during the second night, at what I guess would have been around 3 a.m., I got a call from my brother. He claimed to have just woken up from a strange dream where he, as a child, was playing hide-and-seek with our uncle, and how, when it was his turn to seek, he found our uncle under the table, but no longer haggard by years of alcohol abuse and untreated polio. He said our uncle was the same age he was, smiling at him under the table. After that experience, I never wanted to try anything like that again, as I didn't want the possibility of any more such experiences from happening again. It left me afraid. So yes, I too can solemnly say purgatory is real. God is real. The Catholic faith is true. And yes, this stuff can be unsettling at times. All the accounts of people who had encounters with the souls in purgatory have all said that. A cousin of mine shot himself in 1997. We weren't close when he was alive. We lived apart and didn't see each other much. This, I think, adds a little significance to the story. Why would I dream about him? A few years after he died, I had a very vivid dream where I met him in life. He lived in a house which was a bit of a drive up a narrow road. In the dream, we stood at the start of the road to his house. It was nighttime and very dark. As we walked up the driveway, he showed me the things in his life that he was ashamed of and sorry for. The worst thing he did was something nasty to an old lady. He didn't show me the reason he had shot himself. I woke from that dream quite disturbed. It didn't seem like a regular nightmare, but I eventually passed it off as just that, a really bad dream. As an adult man, surely I shouldn't be so upset by a dream. I did get out of bed and pace around the room for a bit. I've never done that before or since. I've asked for guidance on dreams and been told by a family member who I think knows Catholic teachings that the church doesn't attach any significance to dreams. Nevertheless, I still remember very clearly. While I pray for the souls in purgatory and specifically those of my bloodline, having watched your video, I feel I need to pray for him specifically. I believe I have had an experience with a soul in purgatory myself and others in my family. I'm the only Catholic in my family that's Southern Baptist, but they aren't religious. Last year, my uncle, who I was very close with, died from either pulmonary embolism or heart attack. I recently, a few months ago, had a dream about him and could distinctly hear him calling my name. I believe he was trying to communicate with me. My mother believed she had an experience with her mother after she died, feeling her presence. Regardless if that experience with my uncle was authentic, I pray for his soul regardless, even though he wasn't Catholic. He attempted to reconcile with God by reading the Bible and attending church before he died. I believe he is in purgatory. Yes, I personally believe that you pray for everyone that you've ever known who has died, because your prayers could actually even make the difference between them going to heaven or going to hell. I'm a cradle Catholic who fell away from my faith from the start of high school all the way until I was 33. I'm now 36. It wasn't until I found a Latin Mass a county over that I had a powerful reversion. Likewise, my father had a powerful reversion also. Like you, I have a devotion of the souls in purgatory, and me and my father came up with a list of poor souls who we both have neglected in our prayer life and decided to start having Masses said for them. One of them was my Uncle Joey, my father's brother, who passed away in 2016 due to brain cancer. He was a troubled person with mental issues. The morning of my Uncle Joey's Mass, I woke up from a dream in which my uncle walked up to me just absolutely beaming with happiness, and we embraced. We each leaned back to end the embrace, and that's when I noticed that he didn't look the same as I remember him. He wasn't gaunt. He looked healthy, with a full head of hair, as if he would have never gotten sick in the first place. Then that was it. I woke up in the state of absolute bliss. I would like to point out that I rarely remember my dreams and never dream about deceased relatives. Well, that's it. I hope that entertained you, yes, but also gave you faith in knowing that purgatory is real. I noticed that there was a lot of uncles that had passed away and people were having dreams of them, and that they looked radiant. They didn't look the same as they had when they passed. They looked younger, healthier, with a full head of hair. And that coincides with some of the early church writings like the Martyrdom of Perpetua and Felicity. Okay, I have one more. When my mother was a teenager, she stayed out late one night past curfew. She snuck in quietly so as to not wake her parents, my grandparents. After she crawled into bed, she saw a man sitting at the foot of her bed wearing a smoking jacket. At first, she thought it was her father coming to confront her about staying out past curfew. But then she remembered that my grandfather didn't wear or even own a smoking jacket, nor did this man look like her father. She covered her head with the blanket for a moment, then peeked out and the man was gone. Now, this is a ghost story, but what are ghosts? They are either a demon or a soul in purgatory, and when it's benign, it just shows itself and disappears, that's a sign that it's a soul in purgatory. So if you have had what you believe is an experience with a soul in purgatory, then send me an email. The email's in the description.
Or if you believe that you've had an encounter with a saint or an angel,
send me those stories, and maybe I'll make a video. Until then, God bless.